We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
No more mocks. This is a real deal. Want to talk about the draft? Call, text, or tweet us. Now, NFL Draft Central on the home of the Bills. WGR Sports Radio 550.
Presented by Fiegel & Carr, your border attorneys, and brought to you by Lockport Outdoor Store. High-impact gear for hardworking men and women. And by New York's only outlet liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case.
With the ninth pick in the 2019 NFL Draft, the Buffalo Bills select Ed Oliver, defensive tackle, Houston.
All right, happy day after draft. I've already figured it out. He shows up on horseback at St. John Fisher to check in.
No? Is that like going to upset anybody?
That's not how they do things around here.
That's not part of the process?
No, it's not.
What are you talking about?
There are no horses involved in the process.
It'd be funny.
Funny is not in the process.
I know.
Either.
Okay, I'm sorry.
He has to show up with a lunch pail.
A blue collared shirt.
And
be
that's,
ready to go to work.
That's how this goes.
Just check in.
We know who we are.
So can you come in with like a little card to put in the time clock? Just punch in for work?
Yeah, punch a time card.
Okay. Can't ride a horse while going to the time card. Okay. So Ed Oliver is a Bill, and we're going to be talking about it this morning here on WGR. How late did you make it into the draft?
Let me look at the list of picks, and I'll tell you who the last pick I saw was. I did not see N'Keal Harry.
I can tell you that.
Brayton told me that. I was walking in. Brayton said, Patriots got N'Keal Harry. And that felt like a little bit of a
punch?
Well, not so much a punch, maybe a flick behind the ear.
Yeah.
Like, oh. I don't like that.
I made it through Josh Jacobs going to the Raiders. They picked a running back, and that was I was pretty confident. At that point, I know Brandon Bean said, hey, you never know, and he was asked at his press conference, you know, are you guys done for the night? I was pretty confident they weren't trading back in, so I called it a night when the Raiders took Josh Jacobs. I'm happy. Look, Hockenson was not going to be a Bill. I was pretty much...
It was pretty close.
I know it was, but you know what? Honestly, he's still on the board going to eight, but with Oliver still on the board, I was pretty confident they were going to take the pass rusher. So I never really got... Hawkins is still on the board. Oh, the Lions. I mean, they weren't going to take him over Ed Oliver. I mean, it made too much sense for them to take Ed Oliver, the way things were falling. And by the way, it was great. Two quarterbacks are gone. The Raiders take a pick that nobody thought they were going to take in the top 10. So things fell really well for the Bills. And I'm glad they didn't trade up. I did not like the pre-draft rumor about trading up to three to maybe get Quinn and Williams. The board fell exactly the way they wanted it, I assume. They got their defensive tackle, and it's a pick that makes sense. It's a need. It's a good player. It's a talented player. He can help the pass rush. So I'm happy. I would not have been happy if they traded up to get a defensive tackle. I'm happy they stayed at nine.
They dodged a bullet. If any of that stuff was real, they were getting lambasted.
Oh, my Twitter feed was – people were angry
with
that
rumor. The idea
that
you would trade up to three for the same position was insane.
In a draft
where
that people
deep.
Were saying was historic from a defensive line perspective.
It would have been Sammy Watkins on defense.
It would have been Sammy Watkins on steroids. But no, same concept, right. Deep wide receiver draft, don't go anywhere. Just yeah, I was really, when the Niners made the pick and the Jets were on the clock, all I did was I stared at my computer screen, watching the homepage move, waiting to see somebody, you know, there were guys that were, you know, tweeting out the picks before they were announced by Goodell again. I'm just looking at the homepage going, come on, come on, come on. And finally, you know, there's Schefter tweeting while the Jets are on the clock. Schefter tweets out, they're trying to trade out. And I'm like, somebody take Brandon Bean's phone away. Please do not trade up here. And then one of the guys I follow from the New York Post was the first guy I saw tweet out, the Jets are taking Quinn and Williams. And I was good. I really... There was no need to trade up and give up assets. So this works out just fine. I didn't think they were taking Hockenson. I'm not disappointed. Oliver's a really smart pick for them.
Sure. The board fell for the Bills, I mean, the thing about saying it fell for you, a lot of teams end up thinking it fell for them. It fell for the Dolphins, didn't it? Christian Wilkins is...
I mean, I think they're happy with the guy they got.
The Jets get Quinnen Williams. The funny thing about that rumor, which was a hot rumor, everybody had it. Rich Cimini, a lot of the Jets guys.
Yeah.
A lot of the reaction from the Jets fans was, why would you give the Bills Quinnen Williams?
Right.
So it was almost like they didn't want to trade out either.
Why would you give a division rival a guy who can come and get Sam Darnold for the next however many years? Right. It just didn't make any sense.
Yeah.
And to me, sure. And the other part of it is, now Brandon Bean is asked in the press conference when they come down to talk about Ed Oliver about the rumor. He pretty much confirmed that he talked to the Jets, but he said, we never got to compensation.
All right,
and you don't get serious about a trade if you don't talk about compensation. Go ahead.
On that.
You're calling shenanigans?
Try to talk a trade without talking compensation.
Right, you would call.
How do you even do it?
The first question would be, what do you want for three? I mean, that's why you're calling. What do you want for three?
Yeah.
Hey, Mike McCagnan, how's the weather down in Jersey? What are you guys having for your draft dinner tonight?
I'm not calling shenanigans quite, but I would love anyone, 803-0550, call me and ask me. I have the third pick.
Right.
Call me and don't talk compensation.
Here are questions you could say without compensation. Okay. You ready? Hey, Mike, how you doing? That's a question.
I'm doing great. You?
Mike, good. Thanks.
Why are you calling?
I was, are you open to moving three?
Sure. Why? What are you offering?
Well, are you getting a lot of calls on it? Or what?
We've had some. What are you offering?
I ran out of questions after two. Are you willing to move the pick?
Yes.
What's he going to tell? Are you getting a lot of calls? Oh, yeah, Brandon. Seven teams are on my on hold.
I'm on
right
the phone
now.
With the Patriots. I'm on the phone with the Broncos.
Washington's called.
But none of them have told me what they're going to offer me.
Right.
There's this weird thing where no one will talk compensation.
Sure. So anyway, look, it all worked out for the best. There was just no reason to trade up. There was no reason to give up whatever assets you would have had to give up, a one next year. I think you made the point. A couple other guys. I know you made the point. A couple other guys were treating it as well. Here's a guy who wouldn't give up a first.
First quarterback.
For a quarterback is going to give up a first maybe to move up five, six spots to get a defensive tackle. It just it wouldn't have made sense, so I'm glad he didn't make the trade, and it all worked out for the best.
Yeah. It went well, right?
I've
yet to find a Bills fan that's upset.
No, I think the way things were going, and he said, they were hoping three quarterbacks were going to go off the board. Two did. There was no guarantee the Giants were going to take a quarterback at six. But, before when Jacksonville picks and Detroit's on the clock, you're sitting there going, Oliver's on the board. Wilkins is on the board.
The tackles are on the
board. Hockenson is on the board. And every single offensive tackle is on the board. I mean, that's great. I mean, they were in such a good position, which is another reason why you didn't need to trade down because two quarterbacks were taken, and because the Raiders took Cleveland Farrell, who's a good player by all accounts, but a lot of people were wondering why you took him that high. There was no need to move, and it just fell so well because they had so many different options there at nine.
Yeah.
So I'm good. I wanted Hockenson. Actually, my first thought was, because I knew they were going to take Oliver even before Detroit, right? It just made too much sense for the Bills. With McDermott talking about how they needed to get a better pass rush, and he puts a lot of stock in interior pressure in your pass rush. Kyle Williams retired. It just made so much sense. As soon as they made the pick, my first thought was, can he trade back in round one and get Fant? You did the thing when you found out about Harry. Denver takes Fant at 20 whenever he went. I thought, crap.
Yeah.
There was a little bit of, I was hoping he could do a Tremaine Edmonds thing, trade back into round one and get the other tight end from Iowa.
Well, go get Jace Sternberger.
Oh, there's that's the nice thing. Go look at, Sal's got a nice chart at WGR550.com by position. Some of the top players available. Only two receivers went off the board, Marquise Brown and N'Keal Harry.
The over-under was 2.5. The gambling over-under.
Okay.
I thought about betting that under, and I didn't.
And no trades in the top 10, right? The first trade
was 10.
Was 10, okay. So
Pittsburgh.
There was,
imagine
Pittsburgh
trading.
Pittsburgh into Denver. Yeah, going way
imagine
up.
Imagine trading up for a linebacker.
10, what'd they move up? 10 spots?
Wait, the Bills did that last year. Sorry, I take it back. 10 spots.
Yeah.
I thought that was going to be a quarterback.
Right.
I thought that was Dwayne
Why
Haskins.
Why would you move up like that to
yeah.
go? Yeah. Yeah. But so there were only two receivers off the board, and there were only two tight ends off the board. So, in terms of rounds two and three, I hope the Bills address those two positions. I'd like to see them get tight end receiver, receiver tight end. There's plenty of talent available, especially with the eighth pick in round two. for the Bills to address a player who can help Josh Allen.
Yeah.
So I'm feeling good. I hope they take a receiver or tight end. Well, both of those spots tonight. But anyway, yeah, I thought it worked out really well. And you know, it's funny. Everybody got defensive tackles in the division. The Jets got Quinn and Williams,
except the Patriots. Yeah.
I mean, everybody who's chasing Tom Brady, and then Miami gets Christian Wilkins. Yeah. And it is a good pick for the Patriots. Getting a receiver like that, a weapon like that, for Tom Brady makes perfect sense for them.
Ed Oliver, his reaction to being drafted. Mm. It's funny. It's
the anti-Gilmore.
It is exactly that.
It's about as excited as you could be.
Yes. He looks like he is in heaven, yeah, and he thinks it's a perfect fit. And to be honest, I got that feeling from him. We played the audio from Houston 2 days ago, 3 days ago, where he said, if they draft me, I'm coming. And he gave the impression that if he were drafted by the Bills, that would be a good idea. That'd be cool because there's an opening. There's a guy that used to play there that was great. He knows of Kyle Williams, mm-hmm, and that they have a spot on the line for him. And he clearly likes Sean McDermott quite a bit. So that's good news. It is the anti-Gilmore. So the good news is that's fun. It doesn't actually mean anything. But it's fun.
Right,
but it's fun today, you know, to see him slam that hat on and then go out and start taking pictures and be ready and say, like, I'm ready to go to Buffalo now.
Yep, yep.
Like, that's pretty cool.
It's funny. I honestly thought when he's coming down, and you tweeted out the NFL Network version, which is a better version than ESPN. You could clearly hear what Oliver's saying as he walks down the runway. The guy's waiting to hand him the cap, like, give me that. I mean, in a good way, obviously. He's not being, yep, a jerk. And then, let's go. He puts his cap on. Let's go. I'm sitting there watching, and I'm thinking, he looks like a guy who wants to go right to an OTA. Like, let me go hug the commissioner, and then let's get on the football field and get to work. Like, I was excited. I don't know how fired up you get about a defensive tackle, you know? But I saw that enthusiasm, and I thought, this guy can't wait to get on the football field. And then, you know, I thought it was interesting. McDermott talked about his energy and his presence and all that stuff. But, yeah, and then I loved him going out in the crowd taking pictures with Bills fans. I thought that was awesome. So it is funny. With his reaction, the first thing I thought of were all the fans who were upset because Gilmore didn't smile.
Right.
And here is Ed Oliver, like, just beside himself, like, just loving life. And look, as I said, look like a guy who, if you told him last night, we're going to give you a jersey and you're going to practice in the morning, he would be like ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
So, amen. Amen for that.
Well, we all kind of called it, right? We're not surprised they went defense.
Defense, yeah.
We're not surprised they went defensive tackle.
Yep.
We're not surprised they went Ed Oliver. This might have been the player that was mentioned the most in the last 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
This is the guy. If he falls to 9, which he could because whoever's rising, whether it's the quarterbacks, Daniel Jones goes in the top 10, Cleveland Farrell,
yeah,
you know, like,
yeah,
there were some surprise picks in the top 10, the top 8, and this one feels like it's the anti-CJ Spiller, too, right, in terms of your expectation. Mm-hmm. CJ Spiller was, what? Who?
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
This one is, well, yeah, saw that one coming back in,
sure,
February.
Makes perfect sense. Again, you know, I know they'll talk about best player available, but it fits the biggest need on defense was who's taken over for Kyle Williams. And, you know, you have Jordan Phillips, you have Harrison Phillips, you have guys in terms of the defensive tackle rotation, but they needed a front and center guy. They needed a lead dog, so to speak, and this guy is that. And I you know, listening to, I went back and watched coverage on both networks last night, in addition to listening to us, but the guys on ESPN and NFL Network all talking about how disruptive he can be. He's going to get into the backfield. How this guy's, he's explosive. He's dynamic. He can be a bull rusher. So a lot of the attribute, you know, better than Houston, so to speak. Like I think he might have been recruited by LSU. I was trying to read some of the stories on him last night. Like, he goes to Houston, and he could have been easily in a Power 5 situation, right, at a bigger program. But I guess his brother was at Houston, and his dad wanted Ed to go to Houston to be with his brother, kind of keep an eye on him, because his brother was on the football team too. And they're a really tight family. But he was an All-American dominant first 2 years, and I think it was Daniel Jeremiah said, you know, when you talk to people down in Houston and you talk to other scouts, it's almost as if he was bored this past season at Houston because he was ready for, like, the next challenge. In the American Athletic Conference, he's dominating competition.
Not just that, but they used him the wrong way.
Well, they put him over the
center. Him over the nose, yeah, which is something that a lot of draft nicks had said.
Yeah.
Ed Oliver is tremendous and he's used the wrong way in Houston. Right. And the Bills yesterday said, yeah, we're going to use
him a
different way.
Yeah.
That's not how he's going to play in this defense.
Yeah, because they want him, you know, outside the guard and be able to get through the gap. Booger McFarland was talking about that on ESPN last night about how this is the guy you want, and he is a perfect three technique guy. You don't need him to be 300 plus pounds. You need him to be a guy who's fast and can explode through the B gap. And he said Oliver is exactly that kind of player. So, and again, you know, if you listen back to McDermott and Bean last night, multiple times they talked about in Sean McDermott's defense how critical that three technique guy is, and that's again why you could see this move coming, you know, miles away. He fills a really big need for them.
Yep.
So yeah, I'm happy with it. I never really got my hopes up that Hockenson was going to happen because I just didn't think they were going to take a tight end at nine. And all things considered, their critical piece to the pass rush at nine versus a tight end, it was, you know, I think it was a no-brainer for them that they took Ed Oliver.
It would have been interesting to see which they did if they're both on the board.
Yeah.
If Hockenson and
I think
Oliver.
They still would have taken Oliver. I really do. I mean, it's a moot point obviously because yeah, we don't get to know. But I think they would still have taken Oliver just because it was such a big piece for them. Unless, yeah, no, I think they still would have taken him. You know, I don't think it would have changed anything if Hockenson was still on the board last night.
I don't know. I really want.
Yeah.
One thing that might tell you is how quickly they take a tight end. If there's a second round tight end or a third round tight end, it would tell you that that's a position they've really marked as one they want to upgrade.
They have to upgrade it. They have to. I mean, it really is. I mean, you know. Tyler Croft and Jason Kroom and Jake Fisher, you need somebody else in there. I think you need a better talent at tight end. I'm not sure any of those guys would be considered a true number one tight end. So that's why I keep thinking, you know, it's a deep draft for tight ends. I'm praying that tonight they're going to take one of those picks or whatever else they do. Who knows? Maybe they pick up another selection one of these rounds tonight. I think they're going to take a tight end. They really need to.
I would take Hakeem Butler probably if I had choice of anybody left.
Yeah.
Wide receiver would be my next pick. Tight end, fine, but wide receiver right
there.
You could
go wide receiver too because there are so many guys and you got the eighth pick, and I think you can still get a good tight end in round three. It's not a bad plan of attack, right? And, well, if you take Butler one, you'll make Paul Hamilton happy.
Yeah, right.
Okay, because he's an Iowa State guy. But he's, you know, we'll talk more about this with Sal when he's with us at seven. He's a nice combination of size and speed. I think he averaged like 22 yards per catch last season at Iowa State. So he is a big play guy who can take the top off the defense, but he's also got good size and good physicality too. So I think wide receiver at two makes perfect sense because you look at he's on the board. Who else? A.J. Brown is on the board. D.K. Metcalf is on the board. Deebo Samuel, all these guys, you know, only two receivers taken. So all these guys are on the board. There's going to be somebody there I think that the Bills would like that they can get at 40. So you do that, then you take your tight end in three, and then I'm good to go for Saturday where you can address your other needs.
I have a write-up on Ed Oliver right here if you want. Because, you know, we've got plenty of listeners that may have tuned in for the first draft coverage on draft night or may not know too much about Ed Oliver. Heck, we might not know too much. But Bob McGinn Football. I don't know if you know Bob McGinn Football.
Yeah, he used to cover the Green Bay Packers.
Gotcha. He here's his comparison, his breakdown of Ed Oliver. Comparisons include Aaron Donald, Geno Atkins, and Grady Jarrett. Quote, one scout, "I love Oliver. He's a playmaking rascal, and I believe he's going to get better. He's not going to be a strength player. He's going to be a mass times inertia. He gets there before you do. Worked out well at the combine. Thing that gets me is the 31-inch arms. They're like your weapons when you're a defensive tackle. When he loses, it's because of the 31. He's not exactly the longest arm guy.
Right.
Watched him against Tulane, and I watched Tulane do it, maul him in the run game. Tulane didn't necessarily have great linemen. You've got to play him in the B-gap. He'll flash greatness at you. Then when a guy like that is getting off, teams will say, run the ball at him, wear him down." So we'll see about that over time.
That was the one. I think his size was the one thing they were bringing up. He's, you know, might be a little undersized. I think he's listed at 6'1". There last night on ESPN, they were saying he played around 275 at Houston. Mm-hmm. But like you said, the arms are just a little shorter than maybe you'd want him to be for a defensive tackle.
Another scout, talks too much trash.
Yeah.
Running his mouth will get him in trouble somewhere. I would doubt he'd have any loyalty to his team when he becomes a player. If he's a very good player, you better sign him. Otherwise, he's going to run away from you. He's a selfish guy, but he can turn the charm on if necessary. That's a hot take.
Right.
Blunt, immature. He's a little He's little, but he's a hell of a player, said a fourth scout. He's too quick and too fast to be manhandled. He is not Aaron Donald. Geno Atkins is stronger. So he's a fast – it sounds like he's a fast backfield penetrating defensive tackle.
Yeah.
And if I'm being honest, if I'm thinking about how I want the Bills to benefit from having him, it's more in the passing game than the running game.
Right.
You can say run stuffers, stop the run.
That's what Latulade is here for.
Sure, right, exactly. Get in the backfield on passing downs.
That's what I want.
Collapse the pocket. Be fast enough to disrupt the passing game because, you know, the league is about – for the most part, passing to win, and I need to stop teams from passing.
If you go back and listen to Bean and McDermott last night, and as I said, repeated times, they both talked about the three technique guy and how important it is in terms of their pass rush. And McDermott said, you know, again, to your point about how at Houston they used him, you know, over the center in a different way than the Bills are going to use him. And McDermott was talking about it. Houston, they used him, he moved laterally. Here, they're going to say,
penetrate.
Go upfield, right, penetrate, attack. This is a penetrating, attacking defense. Go north-south, get into the gap, go get the quarterback, you know, collapse the pocket, get pressure from up the middle, get sacks from up the middle. You know, really, if you go back to last year's draft, I think we were talking about this. Sal used to bring this up maybe when we were talking about Harrison Phillips and some of the things from last year. The Bills felt they needed to address defensive tackle for a couple years now because quarterbacks, you know, they weren't getting any pressure up the middle. It was too easy for quarterbacks to step up in the pocket. Well, this guy should prevent Brady and guys like that from being able to step up in the pocket, which is a big part of why they did this. I did see the one thing was Gil Brandt from NFL Network, longtime Cowboys executive. He did have a tweet last night about something in regards to he can be a real – Oliver can be a real pain in the butt in terms of coaching. So, you know, look, we'll see. He's young. Maybe this is an immature thing. Maybe, like I said, maybe he just got bored. It got to the point where he was so dominant at Houston, the level of play, who knows?
Well,
the guy was just dying to get to the NFL. You never know.
If he is a pain in the butt, I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah.
The Antonio Brown saga, I was happy to hear the Bills were willing to go outside of the cookie-cutter choir boy coach players. If he is a little bit tough to coach, but they just cannot deny his ability,
sure,
sounds great. I just think you cannot avoid having a few players that are going to be a little bit difficult in whatever way they are.
Right.
He talked about last night the jacket incident.
Yep.
And the teams thought it was funny.
I think all the teams, when I explained it to them, they were fine with the whole situation. Most of them thought it was silly, and when talking to Coach Applewhite, they found out that was not indicative of my character. Really, it was just explain what went down. They went back and checked the facts with Coach Applewhite. There was no tension in between us, but that's in the past. I'm ready to go play ball.
Yeah. That's the kind of thing you catch an argument on tape. Oh, are you a terrible person? No, we got in an argument. Like, who haven't you argued with in your life where if it's on video, it would look like you are a problem?
Today, 4 o'clock, he's introduced to the media. McDermott has to be there with a Bills winter coat.
Just give him a jacket.
Right? Instead of a jersey, you know, the photo op holding the jersey?
Yeah.
Photo op with a Bills winter jacket. Yeah.
I like it.
Let's have some fun with this.
Bring the horse.
And I was just going to say,
the horse a
and
jacket.
A horse, right. Ed Oliver with a horse and a winter jacket in the bakery with the knife. Okay, 803-0550 to join us. All right, hey, Bills fans, what are you doing? What are you, sleeping? Wake up. Get your button gear. Let's talk. Grab a phone line. There's a new Bill. It's Ed Oliver.
Oh, you got to pick him, too.
I just remembered.
8:15, 8:20, something like that.
8:20?
No.
Yes.
How about at 10:15?
No.
We'll do a special Twitter-only version.
No. Everyone's got to hear it live and in person.
Can I start charging
just
for this?
Tweeting it out. I know you're happy about Ed. Bills fans, I know you're happy about Ed Oliver, but we just remember that Howard's got to pick the Bills now. Ugh.
Why you do this
to me?
Made
my day. Because it's amazing. It's wonderful. I want to know how they're going to finish. What was it, 8-8? What do you have, Matt, last time? 9-7? 8-8?
Hold on.
What does Ed Oliver add to this team? And, of course, you've
plus
got
have to factor in all the other picks.
N'Keal Harry and Quinn
Christian
Williams.
Christian Wilkins obviously is going to turn around Miami all by himself.
Yeah. How about Denver?
Yeah.
Noah Fant might be a game breaker.
Yeah. Bills play the Ravens, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. No, wait. Oh, the Ravens got Marquise Brown.
Mm-hmm.
That was a nice pickup for them for Lamar Jackson, right?
Yes. 9-7, by the way, was Howard's first picks.
Of course, the Steelers game is now impacted by trading up to get a linebacker. Ah, oh, you're killing me. All right, let's go. Grab the phones, 803-0550, 888-550-2550. We are here to talk NFL draft with you. Programming note today, no instigators. 5 hours of One Bills Live.
Well, I'll tell you, quick thing. I didn't tweet it out because I didn't want to put Murph and Tasker on blast. But there was one point yesterday where they were talking about Montez Sweat, and they were talking about him in a way where if they drafted Montez Sweat, I would have thought they were keyed in. They were talking about Montez Sweat.
Yeah.
It was one of those things where...
Hey, heads up. Why don't you talk about this guy?
Do you guys know something?
Yeah.
So...
Did you see the report yesterday now that before... I think it might come out before the draft yesterday, that an independent doctor said there's no heart issue.
He's fine.
Yeah. So it's funny how the world works. Anyway, all right. Here we go. It's draft the morning. Let's talk. WGR.
Used properly, like McDermott said, he can be so effective. And if you pair him with the rest of the line that they have there, you know, that could just create so many more opportunities, and it makes them even tougher. But, you know, it was just really odd because they weren't creative enough with Ed Oliver at Houston.
That is Joseph Duarte, who covers the Houston Cougars for the Houston Chronicle. He was on with us in the weeks leading up to the draft, talking about Ed Oliver. If you want to find that interview, it's available in on-demand audio. We will also be chatting with Rob Sellers, who covers the Cougars for 24/7 Sports. And he's going to join us around 9 o'clock. So Ed Oliver is a Buffalo Bill. He was taken by the Bills last night with the 9th pick overall in round 1. We are talking about it with you. We have lines open if you want to get in and give an opinion. 803-0550. Let's see, what else happened last night in case you decided to miss the draft?
Avengers Endgame came out.
You didn't go.
No, I was watching the draft. I am currently trying to slot the 3 hours of my weekend where I'm going to find a place to do it. The fact that it might rain the whole weekend,
it's a crappy weekend,
helps.
Yeah. Hey, it might snow Sunday, so that's a good day to go.
Sunday it is.
Yeah.
I don't want to
grill, so that's... So the Bills got Ed Oliver. The Jets at 3 took a defensive tackle, Quinnen Williams. Miami at 13 took a defensive tackle, Christian Wilkins. And if you went to bed, the Patriots closed out the round last night with a new weapon for Tom Brady, wide receiver N'Keal Harry from Arizona State. Hmm. Kyler Murray went number 1 overall, stat of the day. First time the same school has produced back-to-back number 1 overall picks of quarterbacks. It never happened before in the history of the draft. Oklahoma has done it now with Baker Mayfield and Kyler Murray. Other quarterbacks taken, Daniel Jones to the Giants at 6, Dwayne Haskins to Washington at 15. As I mentioned, rounds 2 and 3 tonight, 7 o'clock, coverage begins on WGR. The Bills have the 8th pick in round 2, the 11th pick in round 3. Stanley Cup, Boston beat Columbus 3-2 in overtime. St. Louis beat Dallas 3-2. There's a report that Ottawa will interview Jacques Martin for their head coaching job. And the NHL did formally apologize to Vegas about the oops in Game 7 with San Jose.
Now you're a real team.
Yes.
Once the NHL has apologized to you for screwing up, you earn your wings.
Welcome to the fraternity, boys.
Welcome to the league. They've also said, Bill Foley said, I don't know the exact words. They're introducing a third jersey next year.
Already?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I wonder what their third jersey would be.
I bet it's awesome.
What the heck would it be? I'm trying to think of Vegas. You can't put the strip on a logo. I mean, I just...
Light up LED strips.
A giant casino chip?
Yeah, actually on the jersey.
An ace and a picture card, like 21, blackjack. Let's see. The Spurs beat Denver. That series is tied at 3. Hall of Famer John Havlicek passed away at 79. I'll bet you old-time Braves fans remember him probably tormenting the Braves when he played for the Boston Celtics. Yankees lost to the Angels 11-5. The Bisons lost to Syracuse 8-7. Your headlines brought to you by Noom. Have you tried almost everything to lose weight? Noom is a totally different personalized weight loss program that uses psychology and small goals to change your habits so that you can lose the weight and keep it off for good. Learn more at Noom.com. That's N-O-O-M, Noom.com. Grab a line and tell us what you thought about the pick of Ed Oliver, 803-0550 to join us. You can also delve into round 2 or round 3 tonight since there are. Read Sal's got a good list up for you if you want to check it out at WGR550.com, a good breakdown of who is still available on the board, wide receivers, tight ends, offensive tackles. I think he listed cornerbacks, so check that out
as part of our coverage on at WGR550.com. Getting favorable reviews on Ed Oliver in last night, based on what I'm seeing on Twitter last night and again this morning. Jake tweeted in, you have to like what the team is building. Key positions locked up. Quarterback, cornerback, linebacker, defensive tackle, just to name a few. So you can share your opinion, too, at 803-0550.
It's also, you know, thinking about the draft and how it plays out, I learned something yesterday. One way to ensure that your fans love what you did is have a rumor that's terrible be out before it. Right?
Yeah.
Before the draft, the Bills are thinking about trading number three. Bills might trade at number three. I'm hearing it too. I'm hearing it also. And everybody is freaking out.
Well, you're brilliant.
Please don't do this.
So the Bills do that on purpose.
Uh-huh.
So people are thrilled they stay at nine and took Ed Oliver.
Yes.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
I'm not screwing around. It really, if you really want to ensure the pick goes over well, you don't do what the fans are upset that you're going to do. It's the old trial balloon. Let's send it out there.
Yeah.
Oh my God! Everybody's
not just
miserable.
Send it out there, but here, let's put this terrible thing out. Ooh, how would you like this? That'd be oh my God, that's awful. How could you do that? Fire everybody. We didn't do it. We took the tackle instead. Wow.
Uh-huh.
What?
Thank you
what
very much.
A great decision.
People are happy with Brandon Bean for not trading up.
Yeah.
Well, again, I mean, because I think it wasn't like if you didn't get this step, if you didn't get your guy at defensive tackle, you were out. I mean, there's no other option out there. You were completely, you know, screwed over if you didn't, excuse me, for if you didn't get this one guy. There were good options there. Look, you know, for what it's worth, Ed Oliver, there were people mocking him going to the Jets at three. So you got a talent, and there are still needs on this team. And they've signed a ton of guys in free agency, but let's face it. There's still questions on the offensive line. There's no guarantee that anybody other than Mitch Morris is starting that they've signed in the offseason. You desperately need a tight end. You can still bring in another wide receiver. They could look at a linebacker. They can absolutely look at another cornerback because opposite of Trey White, who knows what's happening over there? You know, Levi Wallace, Kevin Johnson, EJ Gaines. So there are plenty of other needs. So I think for me, I know you, again, you always brought up 2020. You don't want to give up the one there. I just didn't want to screw up day two of this year's draft. You still have so many things you can address. Why give up assets? It just didn't make any sense. You want to move stuff in rounds 4 through 7? Okay. You know, if you can move some of that to move up in round 3 or get another third round pick, great. I just didn't want to screw with day two of the draft.
Jake tweets in, I think having Lorenzo Alexander on this team as a leader and veteran will help Ed Oliver adjust to the way things are done in the NFL. Perfect mentor for the kid. I read that tweet because there are two segments on this station that I think are appointment listening. One is you picking the Bills, and the other is, no snark, Lorenzo Alexander.
Oh, he's a great interview.
Yeah. His weekly spot or however
his
often they do it,
yeah,
he's great.
Yeah,
he's so great.
He'll be a terrific talk show host when he gets into the business.
Absolutely.
When he's done.
Absolutely. I want my phone to ding when Lorenzo Alexander's going on with those guys.
Yeah, and I thought, you know what would have been really great is to have Kyle Williams in the room with Ed Oliver. I mean, it'd be nice to have that presence in that particular room for him to learn from. You don't have Alexander in that room, but you do have Alexander obviously on the defense and around this club, and you can, you know, he can, you know, Tremaine Edmonds learned last year, Matt Milano learned last year from Lorenzo Alexander. To have a guy like that with Oliver, sure, that could help with the if there is an issue with maturity in this kid, you know, paying attention to coaches and everything. Jason in Cheektowaga, you're on WGR, go right ahead. Whoop, hang on. Is that me? All right, let me put you on. Jason, don't go anywhere. Let me pop you on hold, and we'll get the hamster a little more cheese. You know, with the wheel going to power up the...
Let me tell you.
Old school, sorry.
How much... I'm half kidding here. The Ed Oliver Houston bobblehead. The Ori...
You didn't bring... Where is... You didn't...
No, it's in my house.
Bring it in!
No.
I wanted to see it.
No, I'll show you a picture. You want to see it. It's a dollar.
You already showed me a picture.
It's
going
to be
a dollar.
Yeah, just to see it.
What the heck?
I was about to ask you.
Yeah.
I wonder what I could sell that for right now.
Its value went up.
I'm actually really happy to have it. It's an Ed Oliver bobblehead from when he's at Houston. He's sitting on a horse. The horse has a bobblehead. It was their Heisman Trophy campaign for him. You know, defensive players almost never win the Heisman, but whatever. They're getting his name out there. So I first learned of him and this potential fit back when they sent a bobblehead to us here at the station.
Right.
And nice
is it
look.
Oreo?
Yeah, Oreo was
Oreo
the name
was
of the horse.
Right?
The horse yesterday was not named Oreo. What was the name of the horse yesterday? Coffee.
Oh, okay.
I think it was Coffee.
Yeah, all right.
He's pictured with a different horse.
Oh, I thought it was Ario. Okay.
Any real horse rider is going to have a couple, right?
I
don't know either.
I could. You're asking the wrong guy.
I think the horse yesterday was Coffee.
Is that like having a third jersey? You have alternate horses?
Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever mood you're in.
We'll get to your calls in a moment. Sorry, the computer is like just a mess right now. So let me. I don't even know what to do.
Well, I'll say this about Oliver and what I hope he is. What I wanted the Bills to get in this draft, I've wanted offense. And had the Bills not done what they have done in free agency today, I'm probably mad. I still want them to focus from this point forward on mostly offense. It's not lost on me that in the division, three teams went defensive tackle and the best team went wide receiver.
Yeah.
It's not lost on me. Now right. The Patriots, whatever. They're the Patriots. They're Tom Brady. So that said, I slowly worked myself into I will accept a defensive player at the number 9 pick if he's a game wrecker.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited to see Oliver. I hope that's what they get. Star Lotulelei is not a game wrecker. He's a spot filler,
mm-hmm.
and he can have his job, and that's fine. I hope to see a game wrecker out there.
I accept,
and that's a high standard, but that's what I want.
I'll add to your. That's part one. Part two is I accepted that because I fully anticipate they're addressing offense tonight.
Right.
Skill position offense. Maybe they take an offensive lineman with one of the picks, but one of these picks tonight has to be a guy who can catch a ball from Josh Allen.
Right.
I'm not going to be happy if that doesn't happen tonight.
And on the game record conversation, Marcell Dareus was that.
Yeah, right.
He really was. Yeah. He was very, very good for them. Mm-hmm. He was disruptive. He was a handful. Yeah. It obviously didn't continue and problems popped up. So step into that role and be that guy. Be the game wrecker that I hope you can be.
We'll try this here. Jason in Cheektowaga, let's try it again. Or not. Hold on. That could be me this time. Okay, there we go. All right, Jason. It's going to be one of those days.
All right. Hey, the Ed Oliver bobblehead's going for $200.
$200?
Yeah.
Legit?
Yeah.
Sell it.
No way. I'm going to wait for these fools to sell theirs, and then I'm going to sell
mine.
Drive
the price up a little more?
No, I'm not going to sell it. But if you wanted to buy it, Ed Oliver bobblehead on top of his bobble horse, looking at $150, $200.
All right. Jason, Larry, sit tight. We're gonna try this again.
We're okay.
All right. Now we'll try this one. Larry, you there?
Hey.
Hey. All right. It's good. All right. We paid our bills. Go ahead.
Awesome. Hey, once Hockenson was gone, I was thrilled that they grabbed Oliver. But I 100% agree with you. In the second round, I actually want a tight end. I know that kid from Alabama is still there. I know he's a playmaking tight end. I don't know the other good tight ends out there, but that's what I really want to see. And what I'm nervous about is Greedy Williams might be available, and I'm sure they're licking their chops at him. I know he's a great cover corner. Like Sal said, he's not very big. He's not super physical, but he's a ball hawk. But you're right. They got to go after offense. And Tom Brady gets a great wide receiver being projected out of college. We have to get a tight end, a receiver, and I'd like to see him grab a guard in the second pick of the third round. I'd love to get your thoughts on that, fellas.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting thinking about the Bills' offense as it's presently constructed. I mean, they have a running back who, in his prime, has been great in LeSean McCoy. They have a blue-chip quarterback, whatever. He's taken the top of the first round. But if you're Brian Daboll walking into the office with Sean McDermott, you know, you've got the offensive guy and the defensive guy, or maybe you're talking to Leslie Frazier, you might jokingly say, yeah, I'm over here with the scrap heap trying to turn this into something. Meanwhile, you keep getting first-round picks, second-round picks.
Right.
It's time to toss a second-round receiver on this thing.
Yeah.
Or a tight end.
Right.
It's time to give them a player. And maybe Robert Foster can blossom into something. It's worth mentioning that everybody that they've signed, maybe John Brown can have a nice prove-it year. Cole Beasley can be a nice slot receiver. But neither of those are long-term options. Mm-hmm. If you look at your long-term offense, who is it? Josh Allen.
And
Deion Dawkins,
Zay Jones.
Zay Jones has 2 years left. No, he's
already had a 4-year contract, right?
Yeah. So Zay Jones has this year, and then he's up for a contract. Mm-hmm. And at his current level of production, does he come back? I don't know.
Yeah.
So it's time to give your quarterback, your coordinator, your offense a piece that you can count on for 4 years, because there really are no long-term pieces. It's kind of the point we make with the Sabres, that Jason Botterill doesn't have any long-term commitments outside of Jack Eichel.
Yeah.
That's it. It's time to commit to somebody.
I think, you know, and in terms of tight ends, you know, again, Sal's going to come up at 7. There are guys. The guy from Alabama you mentioned, the Bills had a pre-draft visit with Jay Sternberger from Texas A&M. He's still on the board. There's the kid from West Virginia we were talking about the other day, Trayvon Wesco, I believe is his name. He had a pre-draft visit. Sal mentions Dawson Knox from Ole Miss on this list is a guy who could be, you know, an option at tight end. I wouldn't expect them to take a guard. I think if they address offensive line, it's going to be a tackle. You know, who knows? I don't know how they feel about Deion Dawkins. Is Deion Dawkins going to be back as a tackle? Would they move him to guard, play Nsekhe at one tackle and draft another tackle? So I wouldn't expect him to draft a guard. I think they would go with a tackle if you're looking at offensive line at any point. We'll get a quick break in. 803-0550 to join us. Give us a call. Give us your thoughts on Ed Oliver, what you think of that pick, and where the Bills should go in round 2 and 3 tonight. Sal's at the top of the hour on WGR.
Hey, quick note here. I don't know if we didn't mention this yet. Poncho Bila entering hospice care, and the Bills sent a number of messages to him, and I think
McDermott started his press conference sending
messages. And Brandon Beeden, Steve Tasker, and I saw Harrison Phillips tweeting out a video. And, yeah, I would say our thoughts are with him, too. He is I've never met him, but I know Sal. I think Sal has, and Sal's
probably
talked to him.
Probably would have met him at some point, right?
Yeah.
On a road trip, maybe?
But, you know, his place in the Bills fan base and who he is and announcing the draft pick last year.
He was going to announce a pick this year, right?
He was
going
to this
year. Wasn't Stevie Johnson going to have him
do a pick
this year?
Yeah. In our thoughts with him, but I think about who he is amongst Bills fans, and he represents like the thing that connects us all,
yeah.
You know? Everybody, whatever. I think it just connects us all.
Well, he represents that, you know, Bills fans all across the country.
Yeah.
There's a guy who grew up in Texas, right, and is a big Bills fan and has passed it down to his kids, which was, you know, it's been pretty cool to watch that story. So
thinking of him and the Bills were, you know, classy in the way that they in the way they think of him and incorporate him into so much that they do.
Was it last year where McDermott had him speak to the team on a Saturday night before one of the road games?
I think
right?
so, yeah.
And that, I remember, I think they tweeted out a video clip of that. It was really, really
yep.
cool to watch. Let me grab a call. We'll sneak one in here before the top of the hour. Sal's going to join us in a moment. Derek in Baltimore, you're on WGR. Go right ahead.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Good, thank you.
So here's a question. Love the draft. I'm one of those people who wants everybody. And going into it, as I saw Josh Allen falling and how things are playing out, I found myself really kind of hoping they would kind of jump up and grab him because to me he was just a top two, top three overall talent. I guess my question is, with as much as the Bills rotate out their defensive linemen, is any part of you kind of hoping they would jump up? I mean, I think it would have cost them maybe a fourth to jump up two spots, thinking of Pat Hock or Allen. Are you guys overall just happy if they put where they were and took who fell?
I'm just glad they did move up. Personally,
yeah, I don't think they needed to move up, Derek. I mean, I wanted Hockenson, but when Oliver was on the board, in my mind, there was no chance they were taking Hockenson. And of course, he went to Detroit anyway, so I wouldn't have moved up. I know we brought up Josh Allen with Sal, and he mentioned that he's a good player. He might not be. They were talking about him last night about more of a 3-4 outside linebacker. So I don't know about scheme fit. So I think they really focused in. Especially if the Quinn and Williams rumors were true, they were really looking for a defensive tackle who could improve their pass rush. And my guess is they got one of the two guys they were really focusing in on, and Ed Oliver, or maybe the other one was Quinn and Williams.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad they stayed where they were, and I'd like to see offense addressed tonight. You know, I really didn't think they were taking Hockenson. 803-05, thank you for the call. 803-0550 to join us. Your thoughts on Ed Oliver and what you want the Bills to do tonight. We're talking about it all morning. I mentioned it's football all day. No instigators today. One Bills Live, a special 5-hour show. So they'll be on from 10 to 3. And, of course, we have coverage of rounds 2 and 3 of the NFL draft tonight. Begins at 7. It'll be Nate Geary and Joe DiBiase on our coverage tonight. Sal's going to be with them from the stadium. Coverage of the draft presented by Fiegel & Carr, your board of attorneys, and brought to you by Lockport Outdoor Store, high-impact gear for hardworking men and women, and by New York's only outlet liquor when you need to stock up. It's the place to buy a case. Sal is next on WGR.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.